Brendan, we've had a pretty good interview, and I think probably the last thing that I wanted to chat about, because we've covered a lot, is we've talked a lot about how you saw life when you were growing up and everything, and I'm just curious as to do you see any changes around in the community since then? Do you see anything that has improved? Is anything maybe has gotten worse? Some things that have not changed at all?
What I see now is probably why I'm still angry. Mm-hmm. Yes, there has definitely been change, but not that much. Mm-hmm. I think the thing that concerns me most now is the disappearance of blacks in this community. Mm-hmm. You ask me, have things changed? Look at our town council. You see, they hired their first person of color in I don't know when they have hired a Hispanic, I think she's town clerk. Mm-hmm. But prior to that, everybody is lily white. Mm-hmm. You've had one black person on town council forever and ever. Mm-hmm. Joe McClain, Patricia Carr, mm-hmm. then her brother Garfield Carr for a number of years. Mm-hmm. But in the last 10 years, there's been no black representation. Though white representation, you see the whites that supposedly are over this area, you see them during elections and you don't see them again. Mm-hmm. There's nobody speaking for our issues. Mm-hmm. And jobs are what really mm-hmm. I'm looking at. How hard, if I were to go to Charlotte, if I were willing to deal with 77 and that traffic, yeah, I could have been employed mm-hmm. as soon as I left Davidson. But I have been spoiled. Mm-hmm. I like being where if I wanted to, I could walk to work. It's been hard trying to find somewhere mm-hmm. to work. Transportation, if you say, mm-hmm. well, I just can't drive on the expressway. If I were in Atlanta or D.C., the public bus system. Mm-hmm. But we've used the bus system to help us keep this little Davidson a white enclave. We are the richest area in Mecklenburg County outside of South Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And yes, there are blacks here now, but they're not from here. Mm-hmm. We have not been able to form any kind of strong bonds with them. And you keep seeing, like this particular, where we are now, when I moved to this part of Davidson in 2000, my personal dream fulfilled. I wanted to live in the alley when the alley existed. I wanted to live here when it first started, because even though our house over there on Catawba is not that far from here, we might as well have been in another county, another state, in terms of the black community. Mm-hmm. And now, this is no longer a black enclave. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how segregated we were mm-hmm. until Damien shot the policeman. And Damien Kern shot the mm-hmm. policeman. The policeman shot Damien. They killed themselves. And I realized then what a ghetto this was. Mm-hmm. Because they closed this area off that day. You couldn't get in or out of this area. And I think I had really realized how isolated this section of Davidson was. When I first came back here in 85, I remember going to Charlotte for something social with another black employee who had been hired several months before me in the admissions office. Gary lived on Concord Road in the duplex across from Jackson Court. Mm. And when he took me to Charlotte, I was living then in my parents' home. And when we came off of 77, instead of him turning on Jaton to take me home, he shot straight up Griffin Street turn right on Main Street. So I thought, oh, okay, we're going to go by his house on Concord Road and have a nightcap, and then he's going to take me home. But when he passed Concord Road on Main Street, suddenly the city skills I had developed kicked in. It's like, where are we going? And he said, I'm taking you home. You're taking me home? You could have taken me home when we came off 77. He had been oriented to Davidson by avoiding this area. And as I talked to Davidson College students, same thing, black and white. They are oriented to this community based on this part of the community not existing. It's only a couple of white students that I've ever met over there. One guy, Ben Kinnaman, that I will admire to the day I die. The first day he came here as a student, he walked all over Davidson, oriented himself to this community. Mm-hmm. And back then in 85, when I returned here and Ben shortly afterwards came as a student, there was a vast difference between the east side of the railroad track and the west side. Houses on the east side were spaced. Mm-hmm. Over here, if you broke wind, your next door neighbor said, you're excused, or if you sneeze, your next door neighbor said, bless you, because the houses were so close. And now, to see that everywhere in Davidson, and more white houses, it's like, really, the black community of Davidson benefited once people who were not from here that were white started buying property and homes in this on this side of the track. And it's been interesting to me as I read minutes from, I think they call themselves Circle at 30. It's a group of basically whites who live on this side of the track that complain about things that are happening in Davidson that we've complained about for years. But anytime we complained about anything, you always had what I call them Uncle Tom black folk. Oh, the white folks are so good to us. Y'all shouldn't say that. They ain't doing that. And it's like, are you crazy? They are doing it. The same thing with that asbestos hill over there. For them to say that they've done land samples and there's none across Sloan Street, it's crazy. Who did you pay to do that? You know, because as long and as deep and as thick as that stuff is, of course it has contaminated water levels and soil levels, and it is on the other side of the track. I mean, on the other side of Griffin Street. Or the fact that they would even consider putting a road through where on Pott Street, where a large number of families with small black children who could get hit in the street, just to make it easier for commuters to get through Davidson. And the folks that speak out about it, they consider sick or crazy. Like, nobody listens to Evelyn Carr in Davidson, but they should, because she may have a very angry way of presenting it, but she's not lying. And they act like we aren't supposed to speak out, and we don't. To see the black churches in this community so inefficient and not doing anything, the only black church that's viable here is filled with people that aren't even from this community, that don't really have the history or care enough to fight with and for us. But my home church was the leading church in this community for as long as I could remember before I left. But now that I'm back, they aren't doing anything. And the fact that they let their land be taken for a parking lot, how they would allow, even, okay, if you're going to let it be a parking lot, pave it. Because the majority of the people that attend that church are people older than me. With type 2 diabetes, it's hard to walk on loose stones. Why was it not, why did you just put stones out there and 2x4s? You wouldn't have done that on white property. And why, but even more than that, why didn't we speak out about it? Why weren't we charging people to park down there long before they made it a parking lot? As it is now, if they wanted to have a dinner on their lawn, as we did many, many times with my growing up, they can't do that now. Mm-hmm. And they just accept it. Mm-hmm. The church is about to cave in on them. Mm-hmm. And why they would put up, what do you call those things? A barometer to show you how much money you're raising toward building a church, mm-hmm. and then not move the thing. If I learned nothing at Davidson College, if you're going to put up a barometer to show how much money, the best way to do it is wait until you have raised 2/3 of what you want,
mm-hmm.
put it out there as maybe only 10%,
mm-hmm.
and then you can increase it. Mm-hmm. When people see it increasing, people that weren't even going to give want to get in on the bandwagon. And so you get the last little bit you need.
Mm-hmm.
But for the way they're doing it,
mm-hmm.
it looks like they're not raising any money.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably aren't.
Because
mm-hmm. everybody there pretty much is on a fixed income
mm-hmm.
or an inadequate income. And the fact that we won't unify and come together, that we
mm-hmm.
can't talk to each other, that's my greatest pain.
Mm-hmm.
But I must say, change, we didn't, my classmate Terry Springs was the first black policeman that we ever had in
mm-hmm.
Davidson. That happened during the 18 years that I was gone. Now, yes, we have more policemen, but just because their skin is black doesn't make them black.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think of the case that I took to him in 2009 that was never resolved. I mean, my sister had a caregiver that ripped her off for $26,000. I took out a warrant for this girl's arrest. And after 2 years, the guy that's now, I think Ingram might be assistant chief or somewhere up
mm-hmm.
there. He said, well, for all I can see, you and her were in cahoots on this. And I'm like, you really don't know me, do you? You don't know how my mother raised me. And even though she's cold and rotted in her grave, I would not dare do something that's dishonest or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, if I do something wrong, I will tell you
mm-hmm.
before you tell me. But you must be, why would I steal from my own sister?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. But no resolution ever came of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I wonder how many other people have possibly reported crimes
mm-hmm.
and nothing happened. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's nobody I feel looking out for black interest in this community.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the town never really celebrated Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
I started the first celebration of Martin Luther King at the college.
Mm-hmm.
And the town uses that as an excuse to say, this is ours.
Mm-hmm.
And every year it's become less and less. And I'm like, we need to always remember Dr. King, whether we liked him or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. So, yeah, a few things have changed, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest change is the disappearance of the black community.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember talking with Randy and being told exactly what I know is going to happen. I asked him, and see, that's the part of the pain in Davidson, that white people can do things that are wrong as wrong can be, tell you they're going to do it, and it's nothing you can do to stop it.
Mm.
But he told me, I said, because I realized when the poor white mill community that was left on Delbert, when they were run out, I was trying to get black people to organize to protest that.
Mm-hmm.
But they wouldn't. And I said, haven't y'all never read that poem where the man said they came after
mm-hmm.
the Catholics, but I wasn't Catholic, so I didn't do nothing. They came after the Jews. They came after this. And when they came after me, there was nobody
mm-hmm.
to do it. And I said, that's what's happening to us.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, they started the gentrification with Delbert. But now it's gone all over Davidson, mm-hmm. to the point that this is no longer a black area. Mm-hmm. These so-called bungalows projects, mm-hmm. which I don't know why they ever refer to this as a project. Having lived in Washington, D.C. and Atlanta, that ain't no project. That's a light, elite area of mm-hmm. houses. But they told us when those were being built, mm-hmm. they were being built for people like me and my sisters. Mm-hmm. If we decided to spend most of our adult life somewhere else, mm-hmm. our parents age, we come home to take mm-hmm. care of them, we want our own place, we'll be able to afford at least this. Mm-hmm. But I see very few people. I mean, I really want somebody to explain to me why Guidel Corner is not living in mm-hmm. one of these bungalows, having been the black face on the Davidson Coalition, Housing Coalition, mm-hmm. since it started.
Yeah.
But again, because I was on it for 3 months, I know why he ain't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I came back here in 85, between 85 and 89, every major group you can think of, Lake Norman, Urban League, Planned Parenthood, God, I don't even remember the others now. I was selected for the board of directors. And my experience out in D.C. and Atlanta, people on a board of directors mm-hmm. are usually appointed because they have the money to help the organization whose board they're on. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to figure out, I ain't got no money, why? And then I realize, as I look, I'm here for color. Mm-hmm. Well, it was the same thing with the Davidson Housing Coalition. Mm-hmm. I was asked to be on that. I go to the first meeting, I sit there, nobody says, wait, this, I'm sure all of you know Reverend Tapia, mm-hmm. no type of introduction. I kept asking, when is the training session mm-hmm. for the board? Oh, well, we've had that this year, we'll let you know when the next one is. But nobody ever explained mm-hmm. anything. Mm-hmm. You were just in there to rubber stamp whatever Margot and Marsha had decided. Mm-hmm. And that's too many black people's attitudes about anything here in Davidson still. Oh, they don't care what we think. That's why Common Ground that I helped start in the 90s didn't get off the ground. As I tried to get black people to come to the, they done had a meeting before the meeting. No. This is not about building anything or getting something that we don't have or fixing something that we've got. Common Ground is about us realizing that we're all the same on the inside, different on the outside, just to help us be a real community. Ah, well, you know, white people ain't going for that. No, I ain't going. And I thought it was interesting, especially when they had their little so-called riot in Charlotte. Common Ground in Charlotte went just the opposite of Davidson. In Charlotte, they couldn't get whites to be involved. They had all these black people. Here I am in Davidson with 30 white people, one black person, and my agenda for that night was to discuss white privileges. Mm-hmm. How do you discuss the article written by a professor at Wellesley with 30 white people and two black people? Mm-hmm. That you can't do anything with that. Mm-hmm. Every meeting it was like that, and I said, heck with it. Mm-hmm. Plus the governing board of Common Ground at that time, people were beginning to get into, well, you don't do as much for Spinnaker as you do for the McConnell area. You don't do as much for something Pond as you do for the Gate. I didn't really care about those people. Mm-hmm. Even though maybe I should have, but they didn't care about me, so I certainly didn't care about their concerns. So yes, some things have changed, mm-hmm. but not enough to even mention.
Yeah.
I see no difference between Davidson 2017 and Davidson 1957, if we're going to go with sevens.
Yeah.
Not that much difference at all. And I don't have any hope that it will change. I predict that within the next 10 years, you'll be able to count black people who are actually, like me, born and grew up here in this area.
Well, thank you, Brenda. I know it's a tough subject, but sometimes we gotta lay that stuff out there and remind us it's going on, because we have a bad habit of seeing what we want to see.
Well, maybe because I consider things like dying of cancer and brain tumors, tough stuff. No, this isn't.
Yeah.
Ain't tough at all. It's just life, unfortunately, the way it is. Because that's beginning to concern me. Do we have something in our food and water?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I have had more people to call and ask for prayer because their loved ones got cancer. And not just one. At least before now, it used to be so-and-so's got breast cancer.
Mm.
But now they're like my spiritual mentor. Breast cancer, ovarian cancer, renal failure, and cancerous mass not attached to any organs in her stomach. Or my beloved mother's caregiver, brain cancer, fourth stage lung cancer, cancer on the peripheral nerve in his shoulder, and cancer somewhere else. And I'm like,